healthy life.
Here at 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. They're totally free. Unlike those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their websites, we do it free at freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content as well. So when you see something online that you decide should be shared with Free Talk Live's hosts and other listeners, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear on the upcoming stories page on our website, and at that point will be voted upon. It will receive, if it receives enough upvotes, it will make it to the front page of the site. So do get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
All right. Daryl is joining us from fpp.cc. That's his website. And we're going to start things out here this evening with some reflections. One of our listeners, Davi Barker, who is also known as the Muslim Agorist, he's got himself a website at muslimagorist.com, recently went on his Hajj. Are you familiar with the Hajj?
Yes, I am, a little bit. And I've actually heard Davi speak about the Hajj.
Oh, really?
He was on the Ernest Hancock show just a few days after he got back, and it was a very interesting story that I heard him recount.
I have not heard this.
I've heard that, but I haven't read this article. So.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I'm going to share this with you here. It's from Patheos, PATHEOS.com. And let's see, it is in regards to the Hajj, which is, for those that don't know, is a religious duty that should be carried out by every able-bodied Muslim who can afford to do so at least once in his or her lifetime. It's a pilgrimage.
It's a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Yes.
And also there's another city, Medina, I believe.
Okay, I didn't know that they went to Medina for the Hajj, but...
Yeah, there are actually several parts of the Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
The most famous is where they walk around seven times around the Black Stone. I forget the name of it.
Yep. The Kaaba, I think.
Yes, yep. That's it. And then there's also another part where they go, I believe, to Medina for a ritual.
Yeah, it does say that here. I'm looking at the Wikipedia piece on it, and that is, it says some pilgrims choose to travel to the city of Medina. Anyway, it's a big deal. Like, if you're a Muslim, going on your pilgrimage is a big deal.
And there are millions upon millions of Muslims that do the Hajj every year.
Right. So this was his first one, and he is reflecting over at Pantheos.com. So he just returned recently from his pilgrimage, and he says, writes the following. I recently returned from the Hajj, the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca, and I've been thinking a lot about a prophetic saying that's very common and well-known among those pursuing social or political change. It is reported that Prophet Muhammad said, quote, whoever among you sees an evil action, let him change it with his hand by taking action. If he cannot, then with his tongue by speaking out. And if he cannot, then with his heart by hating it and knowing that it is wrong. And that is the weakest of faith. Unquote. He says, I'll call these three doers of good activists, advocates, and quietists. The activist position is that change must occur immediately, as in a revolution. The advocate's position is that change must be spoken about, written about, studied, and taught. And presumably, at such time when a groundswell of activists is possible, change occurs. And the quietist position is simply that evil must be patiently endured until such time as change occurs by some outside agent. I would argue that the majority of the population are quietists. But there is great tension in the quietist position because it necessarily means that the heart is in a state of hatred nearly all the time. When surrounded by unchangeable evil all day, every day, hatred becomes a constant remembrance in the heart. Like a dull pain, it tells you that the heart is alive when it despairs at witnessing evil. And we've heard recently, just to interrupt here for a moment, on Free Talk Live and over the years on these airwaves, and even I've been guilty of it in the past, heard a lot of hatred and a lot of what that leads to, which is the desire to lash out, the desire to use violence in an attempt to change the world around us. We had Lauren call from New York last night, and I believe a couple nights before that, who was advocating such a position. Because, you know, it is frustrating to look out there and observe all of the terrible things being done by man to his fellow man, and feel helpless, to feel powerless, to do something about it, and to feel alone as well, to feel cornered.
And a lot of people get really angry because they think that they can't do anything to change what's going wrong.
Can't fight City Hall, Daryl. That's what people say.
Right. But there are a lot of people that they get angry, and then they start spouting, you know, the violent rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
So on the one hand, they're angry because you, quote unquote, can't fight City Hall.
Yep.
But they're the first to advocate actually going out and violently fighting City Hall.
Indeed. And how many times has that actually panned out? I mean, we saw the guy with the killdozer who built his own tank, basically. He ended up perishing. There was another dude that went into a city council meeting and blasted the mayor and another city councilor with a firearm. Then, let's see, what else was there? There's a few others, you know, guys who thought that they could somehow change things. There's actually a guy here in Troy, New Hampshire, that bulldozed down portion of the police department.
I am not familiar with that.
Yeah, the whole front of the police department was missing a few years ago because this guy went downtown with a bulldozer and took him out. He didn't hurt anybody, thankfully, in the process, but he did a lot of damage. It didn't shut the town down.
Of course not.
And none of these things will stop the government. No violent action is going to stop them. They're prepared for that. They train all the time for these sorts of things. They have Bearcats and other devices and special tactical training to make sure that they're able to handle people causing trouble like that.
And then even if someone were successful in destroying every government building, the government would still exist because they would find other locales to meet and do their horrible, evil deeds.
Indeed. And the government exists. It would continue to exist because people believe in it. Ultimately, that's why we have what we have today, is because people believe in government, they believe in the state, and they believe that it's necessary. They believe that the idea of a violent monopoly is something that is necessary for society, that without the government, things would be even worse, that there would be chaos in the streets.
Well, I was talking to one of the local activists last night and said, if by some chance the federal government actually decided to follow the U.S. Constitution, your average person would think that it was anarchy.
Hmm.
Because the federal government would no longer be building roads, which they didn't do until, I believe, the 1950s.
Okay. I thought it was the late 1800s, but, they didn't do it for a long time.
Well, the interstate highway system came about late 40s, early 50s,
okay.
I believe.
Yep.
There may have been some roads that were being built under federal funds in the 1800s. My guess is that somehow all of those fit under postal roads, which the Congress is authorized to do under the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
But just general building of roads is not something that they're authorized to do. So if it was a much smaller government, even 10% of the current size, which would still be very large, people would think there would be anarchy.
And, of course, people don't understand what that term means. They equate it to chaos, and that's a whole other discussion. But let me get back to Dobby's post here, and he's continuing on about his position on where people stand as far as the evil that they experience. And he points out that, like a dull pain, it tells you the heart is alive when it despairs at witnessing evil for those that just keep quiet and just watch quietly as evil is perpetrated on their fellow humans. He says, so I would posit that this narration also implies its own opposite, its reversal, its contrapositive, which is that when one's heart grows weary of hatred, as it is wont to do, it becomes a quietist for evil. which simply means that it accepts evil as it is and no longer longs for change by some outside agent. The quietist for good will love to hear advocates for good. They keep their heart alive, just as witnessing the activist for good keeps the advocate's heart alive. But the quietist for evil, who accepts evil and does not desire change, will grow to hate advocates and activists for good. We'll continue his thoughts here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You're welcome to bring up your thoughts.
If you own a home, you need to hear what customers say about ADT monitored home security from Protect Your Home. Betty S. from Atlanta told us,
I love ADT. The alarm system makes me feel safe, even though I live in an area where crime is increasing. The most important thing is peace of mind, sound sleep at night, and comfort when I'm away.
Now you can have peace of mind too with your own ADT monitored security system. Call today and get a free security system worth $850. That includes free hardware and fire alert button with $99 installation fee and purchase of monitoring services. But you must call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, soon at 888-533-4052. That's 888-533-4052. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $33.99 per month, $1,223.64. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge for new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions may apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer. License number CAACO6320 and FLEC1300-3427. Call for additional numbers.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you would like to support Free Talk Live, one thing you can do is go and get yourself a free bumper sticker. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. There are flyers that you can print out, high-resolution graphics that you can utilize to make whatever it is you would like. We've got web graphics as well for those of you that would like to put up a banner perhaps on a website or blog. They're all over there at promote.freetalklive.com. We're sharing with you something from Davi Barker, who is the Muslim agorist. And I believe Davi is a member of the Free State Project.
I believe he is.
Yeah, I know. I've met him at a Free State Project event.
He was at Porkfest this past summer.
Right. So I'm going to presume. I think that he is. Anyway, the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. He's talking about some of his reflections from his Hajj, his pilgrimage to Mecca as a Muslim. And he's talking about the quietists, the people that just kind of keep quiet and they just observe all the evil that's being perpetrated around them. And if you want to get away from those quietists, there is a much larger mix of activists and advocates here. There is a much larger mix. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. There are over 13,000 people that have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire to be activists for liberty. And we want to reach 20,000. We want to get 20,000 people here to be active for liberty. And, of course, that, you know, also means that more people who are here in New Hampshire will be inspired by the action that they see and get involved, as we've certainly seen happen here in Keene and I believe over in Manchester as well. Certainly the Concord area. But to see locals get inspired and see them get active means we'll have even more than 20,000 activists when the time comes. And that time is coming. As I said, over 13,000 thus far. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. If you love freedom and you're willing to actually do something about it, you're sick and tired of being quiet, you should do something and get together with other people. People like you and I, Daryl, you moved, what, early this year?
In April.
Yeah. So springtime of this year, not quite on your first year here in New Hampshire. Reflecting back on 2012, what do you think? I mean, pretty good? Good choice?
Yes. Good choice.
Excellent.
I'm definitely happier here.
Excellent.
Than where I was. I might not be making as much money as I have in the past, mm-hmm. but money does not buy happiness.
That's a good point. And a lot of people kind of have to take a bit of a cut, you know, when they make a big move like that. You lose all of your connections. You know, you don't have you're not the who's who anymore. You're the new guy in the area. And, you know, it can be tough to kind of put down roots at that point. And a number of folks who've moved here have found themselves in better financial situations after a few years of being here, you know, being able to make connections with people in the community, being able to just have the time to look for better work and that sort of thing. So it can take some time.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that it's working out for you. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more. So we're talking about what Davi describes in his article here at Patheos.com, and apparently you discovered, Daryl, there's actually a series of them that he has written.
I found a total of two other articles, and we'll touch on those here in a bit.
Reflections from his Hajj. He's talking about the quietists, the people that just quietly watch as evil is perpetrated, and he points out that he believes that eventually the quietists for good can turn into a quietist for evil. And he explains that, let's see, he said that he would posit that that this could happen. The quietists for good will love to hear advocates for good. They keep their heart alive, just as witnessing the activists for good keeps the advocates' heart alive. But the quietist for evil, who accepts evil and does not desire change, will grow to hate advocates and activists for good because they expose what is corrupt in the quietist's own heart, what they conceal from others and seek to conceal from themselves, which is that they are hypocrites. The greatest danger is that a quietist for good and a quietist for evil are outwardly identical. It's only an inward posture concerning what they love and what they hate. They may even be deceived themselves, but they do not reveal themselves until they speak. If the quietist for evil remains in this state, eventually their hatred for the activists and the advocates for good will grow until they speak out against good in defense of evil, becoming an advocate for evil. This will be subtle and coached in the language of the good. Or couched, I think you might mean. They will say that evil is necessary, or that it is for the greater good. And we've heard all these excuses
from
the people in the government and the people that support them.
I'm actually thinking, reading that last paragraph, it actually put to my mind one of the local police officers, who actually claims that he agrees with us 80% of the time,
mm-hmm.
but yet he still continues to be on the drug task force.
Right.
And you know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yes, he's featured in Derek J's Victimless Crime
yes.
Spree.
He's definitely a quietist, borderline advocate for evil.
Well, he's an I mean, he takes action, so I mean, he would be an activist. A police officer that is doing evil would be an activist for evil. Again, they may not realize that what they're doing is evil because it's their job. They've been told it's okay. You know, there's this hierarchical structure that they're a part of, and it's always been that way.
And it's so, for the greater good,
right? And yeah, right. These are stories that they tell themselves. I don't think most people who are doing evil out there realize the consequences of their actions, realize what it is that they're bringing about or that they're perpetrating on their fellow humans. Anyway, Dobby continues. He points out how these folks kind of can move along this spectrum and become activists for evil. For example, he says, when entering the Prophet's Mosque in Medina for Friday prayers, I was confronted by a Saudi officer who wanted to search my bag. The police officer is an activist for evil. He's actively violating the privacy of Muslims, which the Prophet never did, as an agent of a satanic regime. He undoubtedly tells himself that he is good, that his job is necessary, or for the greater good. But I believe in his heart of hearts, the truth is written, if only he'd look. Indeed, he would call it evil if I insisted on searching his bags under threat of expulsion from the mosque. So when I approached, I became a witness to evil and had to decide if I would be an activist, an advocate, or a quietist. An activist would most likely be expelled, maybe even deported. To sacrifice one's entire pilgrimage to avoid a petty tyrant didn't seem prudent to me, but I would love someone who did. The vast majority of people are quietists, but whether they are good or evil remains hidden. Being an advocate in this situation is delicate work, because I was being ordered to act and I responded by speaking instead of acting. The trick is remaining calm in the face of an authoritarian who invariably starts screaming when challenged to think. I protest, refused, and began asking questions, but the officer didn't speak English, and I don't speak Arabic. Speaking against evil in a foreign tongue seemed nearly futile, but I demanded a translator. So the officer yelled into the crowd, and another pilgrim appeared who spoke both languages. This was not an agent of the state. This was a civilian volunteer. The translator is a quietist at first, as nearly all the crowd is. Quietists make the best subjects and slaves. And if he only translated, he would have remained an undifferentiated quietist, but he chose to interject his own commentary, and he became an advocate. As I asked the officer questions, the pilgrim didn't translate, but answered for him, telling me that these searches were normal, and that the officer was just following orders. So he's making excuses for what the police officer is doing here. We'll continue in moments. 855-450-FREE. More with reflections from the Hajj. In this case, it's Dobby Barker from the Muslim Agorist at MuslimAgorist.com. We'll come back with more, and your thoughts certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Check out StunGunMikes.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMikes.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMikes.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMikes.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Are you looking for a great one-of-a-kind gift idea? Then look no further than www.daffgadgets.com. They have radio-controlled planes, helicopters, buggies, cars, and more. How about an insane horsehead pillowcase, MP3 accessories, or even an iPhone 5 wallet case? Visit www.daffgadgets.com and be sure to check out their featured gadgets page. Shipping is only $9.99 and is shipped within 7 days or less. Check out www.daftgadgets.com today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. all the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want here, toll free at 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Enjoy at freetalklive.com, and you can go and get interactive as well. The bulletin board system awaits you. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you over there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you Bicycle CAI. They have a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. We're going to get into your phone calls here in a moment. Just want to bring you back up to speed on what we're discussing. The Muslim agorist, of course you can call in about anything, but Dobby Barker, the Muslim agorist at muslimagorist.com, is writing over at patheos.com about his experience, his reflections from his Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca. And what he's talking about is the three different types of people, as he categorizes them. And I think he does a good job. Activists,
yes.
Advocates, and quietists. Activists, those who actually take action. They do something besides speaking about the evils that they see perpetrated around them. The advocate, the person who speaks out, is willing to be heard on the issues of the things they consider important. And the quietist, who just simply quietly observes and is angry about the evil that is being perpetrated. And he points out that they can also exist on the other side of the spectrum, on the evil side of the spectrum. So the quietist for evil, who quietly takes pleasure in evil being perpetrated, or makes, you know, and then the advocate who makes excuses for it, and the activist who actually perpetrates it. So he's in a situation where he's up against an activist for evil, someone who in this case is a Saudi police officer who's attempting to check his bag before allowing him into a certain area on his Hajj. He speaks out against it, but he can't speak Arabic, so someone else comes up from the crowd, another person on their pilgrimage speaks up, and instead of just translating, he became an advocate for evil, making excuses for the officer, telling Davi that the searches were normal and the officer was just following orders. And by doing this, he became, in a very subtle way, an advocate for evil, not an impartial translator, but a partisan in the disagreement. He reinforced the resolve of the evil activist and diminished the resolve of the good advocate. In other words, he hated to witness someone speaking out against evil that he at least tacitly accepts. And we've seen these people in our lives as well. They constantly come on blogs and post comments. Sometimes in real life they'll have the cojones to actually say something to you. And I don't know, do you count somebody who posts anonymously from behind their computer screen as an advocate for evil?
You know, that's a very good question. At the same time, could you count the ones that post pseudo-anonymously online in opposition to evil as an advocate for good?
Good point. I would say that I guess you could, but they certainly don't count as much as those people who are putting their names behind what they're saying. And I think that there are a number of people online who hide behind their keyboards.
I think it was earlier this year when Adam Kokesh was going around talking to the Occupy DC folks.
Mm-hmm.
Could have even been last year. And there was one of the guys that Adam encountered several times over the course of, you know, the weeks or months that he was going out. And the guy made a comment about the internet libertarians.
Yes.
So, you know, I guess there are some people that think that all libertarians are only on the internet doing things and that we don't ever actually leave the basement.
That's an understandable position. I mean, because for the most part, libertarians don't do much. I mean, they get together every now and then. I remember it was like in Sarasota, Florida, where I'm from. You know, we got together once every week, I think it was, and had some, you know, some drinks at a local watering hole and had some conversation. Every now and then would do some outreach, but beyond that, there wasn't any real impact that
was
had.
That was Big L Libertarian.
The Libertarian Party is what you mean? By Big L Libertarian?
That's right. Small L Libertarian is people who agree with libertarian ideology.
Right. Right. So the difference here is those who agree and those who do. But even those who did weren't really doing much. So I don't blame anybody for thinking the libertarian movement is, for the most part, an online movement of people that don't do anything besides go out to a Ron Paul speech every now and then. Can't blame them at all for thinking that, because to me, that's what it looks like. Unless you're in New Hampshire, where there really is an actual movement, where physically people are moving to New Hampshire. It's really a movement. And you actually have the status, the advocates for evil, the advocates for statism, actually pretty upset. You know, they're not too cool with the idea that New Hampshire was selected, because everybody who's in a position of power enjoys their little fiefdoms, and they don't appreciate having activists show up and ruin their little game. And that's what's happening here.
Speaking of people who love their little fiefdoms, Evelyn Hubble, who is the local Register of Deeds until the end of her term, actually had a letter to the editor published in the local newspaper today.
Now, this is a lady that's been working there for 38. She's been, what, 38 years?
She's been in the office of the Registry of Deeds for 41 years.
So since she was a young woman.
Been the Register of Deeds for 38 years.
Yeah.
Apparently she will be running again in 2014. Because
right, she finally
just
lost.
Loves getting the $54,000 a year paycheck.
Oh, it's got to be the power, right? There must be some power in that job. But anyway, let's go to the phones.
Some.
We've got, I believe Adam is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind, sir?
I just wanted to address something I heard on last night's episode, and it kind of ties into this discussion, and can wrap around to how we address our actions and our words in reality.
Mm-hmm.
You have a regular caller named Lauren in New York, often calls in it sounds like he's fearful and doesn't know what to do. I think he's frustrated, you know what I mean?
He's definitely fearful, and I have a feeling that comes from listening or watching conspiracy theory people. He's usually calling about some sort of conspiracy theory, and those people really perpetrate the idea that, you know, everything's being controlled by an evil group of people who's poisoning your water, they're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the skies, and there's just all kinds of negativity and paranoia surrounding that. But yes, I agree.
Definitely, and on last night's episode and on the recent one, he's got these calls for revolution, and what he means by that is, you know, using violence on others to achieve what he calls liberty. And last night he uttered the words, "I don't want peace," or something like that.
He did, at the very end of his call. Yep.
And so just tying into this discussion you're talking about, now, I would contend that, I say this with understanding because I know he's frustrated, but I would contend he is an advocate for evil because he doesn't want liberty if he doesn't want violence. Or, I mean, if he wants violence, you know what I mean? If he doesn't want peace, I think peace is the measurement of liberty. So I would contend he's just another tyrant.
I agree. Like, he's part of the problem.
With understanding.
Absolutely. I think he's absolutely part of the problem.
So in... he might be, well, what can I do about that? And he'll probably call in tonight. And I apologize ahead of time for that, because of that. But, I think these conversations need to be had to strike the root, bring it back, to peace. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, most people want peace, don't they?
Most people claim to want peace.
Isn't that the reason that most people go to war? Because they believe it'll somehow bring peace?
Oh, yeah, certainly. And like what Daryl just touched on, most people claim to believe in freedom and peace and justice, and then we wonder why we're in a backwards world when, I mean, they don't look within themselves to change the way they think, change the way they act, you know what I mean? So I really think that's why it's so backward, is because everyone exports their fear, their blame on outside influences like the New World Order or just... You know, the government as a whole, and don't look with
right. It's everybody else that's the problem, not me. Right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Adam.
Say the things like freedom isn't free.
If you want to hang on and continue your thoughts here in a moment, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-790-4961 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-790-4961 to take your call now. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillen, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. All our features on the site are free, unlike a lot of those talk shows that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's here courtesy of fpp.cc. And what is that, Daryl?
That is the website for Free Press Publications. Free Press Publications being the independent alternative news, media, and publishing company that I own. Mm-hmm. We put out a monthly newspaper. We have a weekly podcast that is heard on LRN. And there is also books that are published by FPP. The newest book comes out 1 week from tomorrow.
Oh, wow, cool.
And in an attempt to sort of get people interested in the book,
mm-hmm.
me and Serena Beck, who's a local native and somewhat activist, she did the illustrations. We have decided to raffle off the illustrations of the book.
Excellent.
So tickets are very cheap. You can go to raffle.fpp.cc. And I'm doing a promotion. Everybody that gets raffle tickets before noon on Sunday,
okay.
If you get 12 tickets, I will give you 18 tickets, plus you get an autographed copy of the book.
So you get a total of 30 tickets?
No.
No.
You get 18. You're getting 6 free.
Ah, okay, gotcha.
Purchase 12, you get 6 free for a total of 18.
And autographed copy of the
book. And an autographed copy of the book.
But you got to go to
raffle.fpp.cc.
Before Sunday at noon.
Before noon Sunday Eastern time.
All right, very good. Raffle.fpp.cc. Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Jay Noon's on the line, listening in Massachusetts. Hey, Jay Noon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Jim. I was in court today over where you're going to be Monday.
Yep, that's right.
And I had a really good day. I ended up I prosecuted someone I think you'll be able to work with over there. I went round and round with them, and I demoralized them a whole bunch for you today. I had a blast. I explained to the prosecutor that I'm not a statutory man, I'm not one of these state fictions, that I'm not taxable, that I am, I didn't hurt anybody, and nobody's claiming I hurt them, and I didn't, and I'm not a party to any contract. And he said, oh, I agree with you on that. And I said, excellent. And we agree.
Well, wait a minute, wait. What are you in court for? What's the charge?
Oh, two different counts of operating after revoked.
Okay.
I have a little issue with the registry. Actually, the registry of motor vehicles is an issue with me. I have no contract or no dealings with them, and they just feel like they can put this thing out on me that says, hey, you can't operate a motor vehicle on a public way. Well, I don't operate. I travel. The word operator was converted from a word chauffeur in 1912 in Massachusetts.
Now, we've heard these claims before, Jay, and, you know, a lot of people make these claims about, oh, well, you know, the statutes don't apply to me, and operate, you know, is different from driving, and a motor vehicle is different from a car. Like, they're legal terms, and they have very specific legal definitions, and it's all very interesting, but no one has ever, you know, claimed to actually try to use these or claimed to have had success. You're saying you had the case thrown out?
Oh, yeah, I had the case thrown out, and not exactly on those merits, because I never even get that far. What I did was is basically I got him to agree with me that I didn't hurt anybody, that I have no contract with the state, and that I'm not statutory, because statutes can only apply to creatures of the state, government employees and those who contract with the state. That's it.
Now, what about somebody that commits murder? I mean, the first question somebody's going to ask is, like, well, what about somebody who commits murder? I mean, that's outlawed in the statutes, and surely you wouldn't say that just because you, you know, didn't consent or aren't a creature of the state doesn't mean that they don't, you wouldn't be able to be held accountable for hurting somebody, right?
All right. As the statute's concerned, the word man or woman is only mentioned in that specific, in a charge such as murder and rape. They talk about the entities being man or woman. All the other entities are legal entities. The word person is used.
Interesting.
All somebody's got to say is, hey, Jay Noon murdered my friend, or Jay Noon hit me with his fist, or whatever you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have probable cause under a whole different form of laws called the Constitution. The only purpose of government is to maintain and protect the rights of the individual.
Yeah.
It says that right in the Massachusetts Constitution. So, but when they're applying statutes the way they do, motor vehicle stuff, the police officer is a private contractor for a registry of motor vehicles. That's the capacity he's acting in. I didn't hurt anybody. And they don't even claim I hurt anybody. But once you get the prosecutor to agree that you didn't hurt anybody and there's no contract,
mm-hmm.
then there is no longer a controversy before the court. Now,
could the court claim that you're a subject, which is how the Massachusetts Constitution refers to people live in the territory?
Subject has the meaning that you choose it to have. For example, the First Amendment, part of the First Constitution, says all men shall have the right to enjoy, possess, and property. That word subject, all the way down in the rest of the amendments, is referring to the very first word. All men. Actually, there is, somebody told me that the original Constitution said all free men, and then that First Amendment was amended and they removed the word free somewhere in the 1870s or something, which I'm not sure about, but that's what somebody told me. Now, if you look at deeds previous Civil War, it says, let it be known that a free man, you know, Samuel Adams, you know, conveyed this piece of property to another free man, you know, John Quincy Adams, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that terminology after the Civil War. But getting back to what I was saying, is once you have an agreement of the parties, an agreement of the prosecutor, and an agreement of whoever you're coming after, then there's no longer controversy before the court. I explained that today to the judge, because I had this prosecutor so twisted up in the conference room, where the nice little room that Ian sat in about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a guy prosecutor, not that woman. The woman's died, I think. And I can't just dismiss these charges. You have to do something. And I said, well, if I'm coming back to court, then whoever compels me to come back to court is going to pay me $50,000, I told him. He laughed at me. I said, oh, you think that's funny? I said, so if you compel me, or a judge compels me to come here, and I'm not paid, and I'm compelled to do a performance, then that's slavery, and slavery's been abolished. you must pay me to come back here and perform. And he says, well, then I'm going to reduce the charges to civil. So I said, oh, now you're going to take all the burden off the judge and put it on yourself? Because now you're bringing a civil charge against me?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, oh, no. Well, I'll dismiss one charge, then I'll find you responsible for the other. Can we do that? I says, no. He goes, I'll dismiss both charges for $50. I says, absolutely not. How about 25? Oh, this is a negotiation. I said, listen, I'm not giving you a penny. This is the purpose of this is all about principle. I'll come back 50 times, and it's going to cost you $500,000 or whatever, what time's done, or 10 times, whatever the numbers work out to. So he goes, well, all right, just sign in these boxes to dismiss it. I said, oh, these little rectangular boxes? I says, now, I'm going to get into an area I don't know much about, but here's what I know. When I sign in that box under the Uniform Commercial Code, you're going to create a bond, or the court's going to create a bond, or somebody's going to create a bond. Then they're going to monetize that bond into a debt. But then the court's going to have more money to go harass and detain and bother people like me. I'm not signing anything. I didn't sign anything to get into this. I'm not signing anything to get out. You dismiss it. He goes, fine, we're going to trial. I says, 50 grand, buddy. See you in the courtroom. We go up to the judge. He says, he comes right out. I'm dismissing this. I won't dismiss anything. The judge goes, whoa. Hold on. What's going on here? And then the judge is like, you're not going to just dismiss this. And then he tried to, he brings on why he wants it dismissed and how it's costing the court money and there's no way he can prosecute me. I haven't hurt anybody. I'm not under contract. This, that, and the other thing. And the judge goes, well, I'm not dismissing it. And I said, well, there's no controversy before the court. We have an agreement. Myself and this kind man here, to the right of me, both agree that I am not statutory. I am not taxable. I did not hurt anybody, and I am not a party to a contract. And the judge goes, well, I don't know if he agrees to that. And the prosecutor says, well, I do agree to that.
Huh.
The judge goes, no, you acknowledge that. He goes, well, and then she goes, fine, case dismissed.
Let me just make sure I'm clear on something. Did you drive to this location?
I traveled there behind the wheel of my transportation device.
That's an amazing success story, Jay Noon. I appreciate it, man. I look forward to seeing you on Monday, early Monday morning down there in Palmer, Massachusetts. We can talk more about what's going on in Palmer. And, Jay, that's an amazing story. I look forward to hearing more about it. And thanks for the call tonight. More coming up. Hour 2's next.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.